dialect of Clifton-upon-Tyne, Worcestershire, Ted Roberts, a retired farm labourer aged 83, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 13th of December 1955.
I run inside that gentleman that was in here when you come first. He was on a talking about, and I said, no, people says that a man can't work 8 hours a day, no. I said, when I was a kid, I used to be on from 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. Oftentimes, in the summertime. And in the wintertime, when you got a long journey to go, you'd start off perhaps two or three o'clock in the morning. You'd get back perhaps 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Or perhaps you might, if you went started on a Friday night, you might get back towards middle day on the Sunday. What did I think about it today? And when you went to receive your money on a Friday night, it was 2 shilling. How was you like that? Mind you, them days, it's quite different what it is today. You might possible be invited in those farmhouse like and have a good meal. Or perhaps if the wife went out to work, or perhaps her went out into some of these private places, might bring a damn good basket full of grub back at night, enough to last you all the week perhaps. Some good stuff. Or a damn good basin, tin of a soup perhaps, enough to meal ever so many.
But you need to, wouldn't you?
Well, of course, that was some of the lucky ones. Was lucky enough to get them sort of jobs.
Did you ever hire out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out very young. I was always kept at home slogging away. But I did go out. I wasn't out many years before I was married. When I was married first, 13 shilling a week I had. Pay rent out of that. Up till Sunday, we had it very, very good. Mm. Very good. It's been cold and all that, but it's been very good, the weather. I was only talking to a farmer here Saturday morning about the milk. And he said, we got more ground planted this time. He said, never a yard, he says. We got about 40 acres in, planted, corn. And he said, that's more than ever I had at the church house since I've been there. And I had a very good time getting the harvest in, and I make in, very good. Last winter was a very miserable sort of a winter, wet, miserable sort of a winter, but it wasn't all that severe, you know, not in the way of frost and snow. In 1995, it started, I couldn't say whether it started a Christmas night or Boxing night, but it was one of them two, and it kept on the middle of March. Snow and frost. I know I was, we was got nothing else for the men to do, and nurses, and we was, we'd had a pool cleaned out the summer before, and we got nothing else to do, we had to get to find the med a job, and nurses exercise, and lug this dirt about, the med, I'd fill it, there was a couple of men filling it, and I was pulling it out, and you know, it froze in the cart, from the time as I filled it, I pulled it out.
That was hard.
Yes. And it lasted up till the middle of March. That was in 1995.